Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Penny Wong says the government is appalled by Russia's jail sentence for Australian man. Russia and Ukraine agree to another prisoner exchange. And in sport, Australia's PGA Championship hopes down to three players. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has said the Australian government is appalled at the false trial and 13-year sentence given to Australian man Oscar Jenkins in Russia. Following the news of the Melbourne man's sentencing, she says that he must be given the protections afforded to him as a prisoner of war. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says they are ready to provide the support for Mr. Jenkins' family.
Stand ready to provide whatever support is required to both the family and the federal government as they work through what is a really difficult and challenging set of circumstances.
Mr. Jenkins has been sentenced to 13 years in a maximum security Russian prison for fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. Prosecutors have said that he was captured by Russian troops late last year in a part of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia. In a statement, the prosecutors said the 33-year-old was found guilty by a court of participating in an armed conflict as a mercenary. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to another prisoner exchange during talks in Turkey. The head of Russia's delegation has confirmed a deal has been reached during their Istanbul meeting on what would be the largest prisoner of war swap yet, though nothing has been agreed upon regarding talks between Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Medinsky says Moscow and Kyiv have agreed to provide each other with detailed proposals for a ceasefire, but he says a meeting between the two countries' leaders cannot yet be confirmed.
In the coming days, a large-scale prisoner exchange will take place, 1,000 for 1,000 people. Second, the Ukrainian side has requested direct talks between the heads of state. We've taken this request under advisement.
The mother of newly appointed opposition leader Susan Lee has died only days after watching her daughter make history as the first female leader of the Liberal Party. Ms. Lee's mother, Angela Braybrooks, died early on Saturday morning after going into end-of-life care in the New South Wales border town of Albury. 4 days earlier, the long-standing MP for the seat of Farrer was voted leader of the Liberal Party following its crushing defeat at the May 3rd election, where former leader Peter Dutton lost his seat. Ms. Lee said she and her family felt the loss of her mother deeply, describing the former mental health nurse as someone who helped many people during her life. She said in a statement that her mother taught her the values of resilience, self-reliance and persistence. Two people are dead, including the suspect, after a shooting inside a Las Vegas gym. Las Vegas police say alongside the individual killed, at least three other people are injured after gunfire erupted on Friday afternoon at the Las Vegas Athletic Club. The suspect in the shooting was also confirmed dead at a local hospital. A heavy police presence was seen along North Rainbow Boulevard, but police under-sheriff Andrew Walsh said there was no longer a threat to the public. Officials said they are still investigating a motive. And in sport, Australia's PGA Championship challenge has trickled down to three remaining players. After Minwoo Lee, Jason Day and Cameron Smith all missed the cut at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. As it stands, Cam Davis remains the best-placed Australian, followed by senior statesman Adam Scott. But the pair fell six shots behind halfway leader Venezuela's John Hutton Vegas, who has maintained his PGA Championship lead despite a last-hole double bogey. Overnight, Vegas had been on course to enjoy a substantial halfway lead when he came to the last in his second round with a four-shot advantage over the field. But that was soon halved after he made a mess of a bunker shot at 18, when he then missed a tiddler of a putt to finish with a second round 70 to go with his impressive opening 7 under 64. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.